So the mountain meditation. So just a word or two about posture. Sitting in a chair, allowing both your feet to be on the floor, your hands resting on your knees or on your lap, and allowing your back to self-support as much as is comfortable, and maintaining a posture that reflects your intention to be fully awake, to be present, to be turning up to your experience. So allowing the head to be held erect on the neck and shoulders, allowing the shoulders to be fully relaxed. You might even try bringing them towards your ears and then allowing them to drop. So just really allowing the shoulders to soften. So when you feel comfortable, allowing your eyes to gently close over. And just very gently and kindly bringing your attention to the flow of your breathing. So just noticing the in-breath and the out-breath. And importantly, knowing that how you're breathing now is okay, it doesn't need to change. Your breathing is perfectly fine. So paying attention to your breath simply. So we're not trying to regulate it or make it special, just noticing it. Allowing the body to express your own dignity. Allowing your body to express your intention. Your sense of feeling complete. Being committed to this moment. Allowing your posture to reflect that commitment and that wakeness of mind. And sitting here, just bringing to mind, picturing in the mind's eye, the most beautiful mountain that you know or that you have seen, or maybe one that you can imagine. So just bringing the picture of this mountain to mind and really observing the mountain, focusing in on its overall shape. Perhaps there is one peak or a number of peaks. And just noticing how the mountain is rooted in the earth. Noticing the kind of base or the foundation of the mountain. The solidness of its connectedness to the earth. Noticing the sloping sides. Noticing how huge, how solid, how steady and unmoving, how beautiful this mountain is. Really paying attention to its solidness. And maybe your mountain has some snow on the top, or it has trees or waterfall. Perhaps there are a series of peaks, or there are some sort of plateau at the top. Whatever the shape or size of the mountain, just sitting and breathing with the image of this mountain, just observing it, noting its qualities. And when you feel ready, see if you can bring the mountain into your body so that you, sitting here and the mountain in your mind's eye, kind of become one. So it's like you kind of become the mountain in your posture, embodying or sharing its stillness, rootedness, just the overall majesty of the mountain. So it's like your posture mirrors the solidness of the mountain. Your head becoming the lofty peak, and supported by the rest of your body. Your shoulders and arms becoming the sides and slope of the mountain. Your buttocks and lower legs becoming the solid base. Just sitting here, and with each breath you become a little bit more like a breathing mountain, unwavering, still, completely what you are. So you become this mountain that's rooted, solid, unwavering, still, and dignified. This great, unmoving presence. And as you sit here, becoming aware of the fact that the sun travels across the sky, travels across the mountain, and with that, the colors change almost moment by moment. Night following day, day following night. The stars come out, the moon, the sun. And through all of this, the mountain just sits there, moment by moment, constantly changing, but always being itself. It remains still as the seasons change, as night follows day, as hot follows cold, cold follows hot. The mountain remains rooted, firm, unmoving. In the summer, there is no snow on the mountain except perhaps for the very tall peaks, maybe. In the autumn, the mountain appears to wear a coat of brilliant colours. It's the weather impacting on the colour. Grass, heather, the trees. In winter, perhaps there's snow and ice on the mountain. Perhaps it looks more grey, more brown. Perhaps the mountain can be covered in fog, sleeting rain. People come to walk on the mountain, to observe it. Some days it looks fantastic, other days it's hidden by clouds or can't be seen. So the circumstances, the exterior, constantly changing. But in essence, none of this really matters to the mountain. It remains its essential self. Sun comes, followed by rain, snow, colors change. People walk. People notice, or they don't. The mountain's solidness, its beauty, its essential self, exists throughout all of these changes, seen or unseen, clouds, sun, day or night. The mountain remains its true self. At times it's experienced really violent storms, long, dark, lonely nights, or days of pretty relentless sunshine. And through this the mountain just sits. Springtime comes, and the birds return. The leaves begin to grow on the trees. The natural flowers begin to bloom. Waters begin to flow. And through all of this change, the mountain just sits unmoved. Whatever is happening on the surface, the appearance, the circumstances, the mountain just sits through all of this, connected, rooted to its essential self. So in the same way we sit in meditation, we can become that mountain, rooted, connected, still. We can embody the same unmoving stillness that we notice in the mountain. In our daily lives, when things can change by the second, or over hours or weeks. So, in our lives and in our formal meditation practice, we experience constant change. Our minds and bodies, the outer world, it's changing all the time. We have our own periods of rain, heavy storms, intensity, changing of color. We can experience the high winds and the cold rain and endure periods of darkness and pain, as well as all the moments of joy and uplift and fun and color. That's all what life can throw at us. Even our appearance changes constantly. So by becoming the mountain, by bringing the mountain into our minds and into our hearts, we can link in with its strength and stability. We can link in and become its still, centered, unchanging, essential self. It may be helpful for us to see our thoughts and feelings, our emotional reactions and crises, our storyline, preoccupation, even the things that happen to us are like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take them all very personally, but their strongest characteristic is the impersonal. So it's never that we ignore the weather, the emotional weather of our own lives, or in any way deny that. We must always encounter and honor, really feel and know the emotional world, holding it in awareness. And holding the emotional weather of our own lives, we can come to know a deeper stillness, a deeper wisdom, a rooted solidness. And mountains have this to teach us, and a lot more. So bearing the image of the rooted, solid, upright and dignified mountain in mind. So if you find that you connect with the strength and stability of the mountain in this in your sitting. It may be helpful for you to use it from time to time, reminding you what it is like, what it means to sit mindfully with resolve and wakefulness, paying attention in true stillness. Like the mountain, connected and rooted, until the sound of the bells indicate time for transition.